Welcome to Eternal Christendom, consecrated to Our Lady for the glory of our Lord. I'm Joshua Charles. So we all know these are dark times. These are interesting times. There's evil all around us. There's a lot of good going on, but there's a lot of evil as well. And we need to fight evil with the best weapons we have. And among the absolute best is the Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary. I advocate the rosary all the time. I've seen incredible fruit from the rosary in my own life and the life of those around me in conversions. And so that's why we're doing this great rosary campaign, which is a year-long mission for the conversion of cultural leaders. We're announcing a weekly call to pray for specific fallen away Catholics and non-Catholics. And you can go to greatrosarycampaign.com to receive updates in your inbox about who our next prayer targets are. And so this week's prayer target, this was actually recommended to me by a Canadian friend of mine. Our prayer target this week is Justin Trudeau. And he is the Prime Minister of Canada. And the suggested penance for him is a 24-hour water fast. Now, why are we praying for Justin Trudeau? Well, here's a short version. He's a baptized Catholic. And yet, even despite being a baptized Catholic, he has advocated for many things that are absolutely and completely contrary to the Catholic faith, whether it be destroying marriage through the LGBTQ plus agenda or abortion or all sorts of other things. Justin has definitely not been living up to his baptismal vows. And so we want to pray that Justin returns to his baptism, that he lives up to his name, which the root of the word of the name Justin is justice, that he returns and does justice not only to his neighbors, but especially to God, which would require repentance. We pray that he gets to confession, and we pray that he can once more receive the sacrament of the Eucharist worthily at the altar of our Lord Jesus Christ in his church, the Catholic Church. And so that's why we're suggesting a 24-hour water fast. I know that's not possible for some people, and that's completely okay. Adjust it for your state in life. If you're elderly, or if you're sick, or if you're a day laborer, that's completely fine. Make it 18 hours, 12 hours, 6 hours, give up a meal. So this is a wide range. I've done many 24-hour water fasts. I think we need to do more intense penance these days. I think we're a little weak sauce on that. It can be a little hard when you first do it, but if you get through it a few times, you very much get used to it, and our Lord loves sacrificially praying through fasting for people. So let's pray for Prime Minister Trudeau, that he returns to his baptism, that he returns to the altar of the church and is able to receive the body and blood of our Lord worthily as a baptized Catholic. So remember, we pray the rosary for three basic things: to keep the faith, for repentance and moral renovation, and for conversions. And this great rosary campaign is undergirded by six key biblical themes. The first one is we pray for our brethren. Second one, we pray for our enemies. Third one, we pray for leaders and those in authority. Fourth one is we go into battle with the Ark, and Our Lady, as many of you know, is the new Ark of the Covenant. She fulfills the role of the old Ark of the Covenant. And the old Ark, they took the old Ark and they marched around Jericho, the walls, and they came crumbling down after 7 days of them doing that. They blew the trumpets on the seventh day. So that's why the Great Rosary Campaign is modeled after that, where we begin it on a Sunday and we end it on a Saturday, so 7 days, and we pray with the new Ark of the Covenant, asking her to pray to our Lord for extraordinary graces for whoever we're praying for that week, in this case, Justin Trudeau. The fifth biblical theme, is that evangelism and apologetics is actually four ingredients. It's not just making arguments. That's a big mistake that many make. The four ingredients are love, arguments, prayer, and penance. Love is very simple. It means you love God above everything else and that you love your neighbor for the sake of the love of God. So loving doesn't mean just being nice and being kind. You know, well, we should be kind, of course, but it doesn't mean never being confrontational or being direct. It does mean that when you're confrontational or direct, you're respectful and you're doing it truly for the sake of that person's soul and coming to God. Arguments, obviously, we need to be educated. We need to make good arguments. We need to not caricature Protestant arguments or Eastern Orthodox or atheists. We need to make sure we're presenting them correctly as much as we can. Then we need to pray for them. Our Lord tells us to pray for our enemies. And then finally, the kind of a secret sauce for Catholics is doing penance. This is a really, really beautiful thing. The church fathers are very, very clear about this. The whole tradition, all the saints are clear about this, that combining prayer with penance is an incredibly fruitful way to have your prayers heard and answered. So let's combine penance, little sacrifices, large sacrifices with our prayer for those we're evangelizing and trying to defend the faith to. And then sixth and finally, as far as the biblical themes, we want to return good for evil. Many of us, when we bring up the rosary or Our Lady in any way, we're accused of idolatry and goddess worship and all that stuff. I used to believe a lot of that myself, so I kind of look with pity on those who make those sorts of statements. But we know that's not true. So when we get those sorts of accusations, don't revile in return. Our Lord, he was reviled, but he did not revile in return. That's what Scripture says. And so when that happens, say something good. Say we'll pray for you and actually do it. You know, don't be one of those people. I try to avoid this myself where I say, oh, I'll pray, and I don't. You know, so make sure you pray. Offer penance for them. Say something kind to them. Let's show them that a heart on fire for our Lord and inflamed with love for Our Lady actually is different. It actually conducts itself in a different and noticeably different and more charitable way. So with that, we'll close our normal anthem verse, Psalm 73, verses 25 through 26. Who have I in heaven but you? And on earth I desire nothing besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but the Lord is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.